开始一月了，开始两万多万了，开始淘宝投票多，然后真正的大面多，然后真正一件是淘宝投票多，然后真正一件是两万退多，对吧？他的思路。
It's clear, isn't it? There are instances or there's certain kinds of self-cherishing that brings us to hell, yeah. But there are also certain instances of self-cherishing which can lead us to liberation, nirvana, isn't it? Yeah.
어떻게생각해요?랑진진거랑다겨울에라미겨울에라미도왔다고나서수요하다
So as such, we can't say that self-cherishing is virtuous, or neither can we say that self-cherishing is non-virtuous. There are got different pattern. 선생님 remember that PAP politician.
Two pattern.
Sui Kim mentioned her name.
Any question?
Yeah. Ah, Jin Jin.
Okay, okay. We can queue there behind.
Ah, Jin Jin.
Don't be conscious. I know I'm going to be crucified here.But I'm also very confused about the discussion last Tuesday. It is said that self-cherishing is not an affliction to be abandoned. Self-cherishing is not a knowledge obscuration to be abandoned. But self-cherishing, the one that leads to suffering, has to be abandoned. So my question is, how is self-cherishing that leads to suffering?Abandon, and we know that on the path, the 10 grounds, we are told there's no self-cherishing because the bodhisattva has got bodhicitta. So the question now is, how does this is how do we abandon self-cherishing that leads to suffering? Does it have to come through our wisdom. And I mean, the whole text we are doing now is trample on the enemy, self-cherishing, which I am taking that is self-cherishing that leads to suffering. And this text can't be for the bodhisattvas, but the bodhisattvas do not have self-cherishing that leads to suffering. Am I right? So the question is, how do we abandon self-cherishing? Is it true?Wisdom, you know, direct perception of emptiness, or is it through constant meditation, the sevenfold instructions, Tongling? So I think that's my question. Because if it's not an affliction to be abandoned, it is not a knowledge obscuration to be abandoned, yet it has to be abandoned. I think the question is, apart from reading this text, how do we abandon it? I mean, do we all have to be bodhisattvas on the path and walk?And be on the start of the stand ground, you know. Is it okay? My question? Is it clear?
Can I shorten it to who abandons self-cherishing?
I would imagine everybody on the path, all Buddhists should abandon self-cherishing.
If I shorten your question to who abandons self-cherishing, the answer would answer all of that.
How? I think my answer is how. First of all, I think all Buddhists should abandon self-cherishing that leads to suffering. All Buddhists, Mahayanist or Hinayanist.
Yeah,
all.
So who the abandons self-cherishing? Yeah.
Okay, all, me.
Yeah.And your definition of abandon is?
To have bodhicitta, right? Bodhicitta that diminishes self-cherishing. Because this is a self-cherishing that leads to suffering. Eh? Because the whole text we are doing is trample on
but
the
you
enemy.
Just say that all Buddhists should have
should abandon, but should how abandon. The question is how,
but then you say that it is through bodhicitta.
Okay, then the question is, if it's to be abandoned, how, this bodhicitta, how do we do it, you know? Because bodhicitta, bodhisattvas on the grounds, from path of meditation, already have bodhicitta. And they start on this path because they have direct perception of wisdom. So I'm trying to connect everything, you see. I'm trying to connect the wisdom part. Does it play a role in abandoning self-cherishing? And if we are not bodhisattvas and we are Buddhist, I mean, you know, I think the question is how. How do you abandon it? It's not an affliction to be abandoned. It's not a nourish obscuration to be abandoned, but it has to be abandoned. So I think the dilemma for me.
So yeah, who has abandoned it?
Yeah. Who we know is the bodhisattvas.
You're not going to stand there? You have to stand there? No, he's joking. Ranjini Sabun, you're right. Ranjini Sabun. The name go? I given an answer to this question in before.
That's it.
Please refer to the
and go back.
The meaning go is back. Please refer to the archives. For the many verses that we have read so far, they all end with roar and thunder on the head of the destroyer of this evil thought, and mortally strike at the heart of the butcher, the enemy, isn't it, right? So these two lines are repeated in many of the verses, yeah. And that is essentially the solution, right? It shows the solution to self-grasping and self-cherishing, and the solution being the generating the conventional and ultimate bodhicitta. So the enemy here, mortally strike at the heart of the butcher, the enemy. The enemy here, here in this context, means self-cherishing and self-grasping. And the antidote, the slayer of this enemy is the conventional mind generation, conventional bodhicitta and ultimate bodhicitta.
다 대시도 가라 다 가리게 뭐 가리도 그랬으나 랑진진 바다 매바 수에게 간대수 그랬으나 랑제버지 매바 간대수잖아 다 전주 생께네 랑제버지 진진 매바 수고 그랬어 아니 다 다도 집에 당진 다디 간대수 매바 수고 그랬으나 다음에 또 미셔로 계속 매바 수고 그랬어 계속 그래
So how is self-cherishing destroyed? It is destroyed by generating by bodhicitta. How is self-grasping destroyed? It is destroyed by the wisdom realizing selflessness.
어, 그래. 따뜻히도 가라니지, 빼나다. 빼나다, 보기 균대명아, 뒹기거나, 아니, 로지앙지. 아니, 지금다, 나나 다신염지. 나나 균대명아, 뒹기거나, 로지앙지. 다 전주쇼도 쌤 깨버리나? 통말이 깨인도 가나? 아니, 남, 태버지 뭐, 남도 쉬운 거래. 아니, 저놈 중원세에 도비 있구요, 아래.
One trains in either the Sevenfold Course in Effect instruction or the instruction of exchanging self and another to generate bodhicitta. So, come the time when one generates the bodhicitta, one enters the Mahayana path, and one achieves the small Mahayana path of accumulation.
어떻게 아, 대, 다 가서 쉬어봐. 딩월렌이 쉬어, 즉 쉬어. 저런, 나, 처럼 충어 톱사도 단도에 전주의 쌤디, 아니, 지금 봐. 냠바이 육구이하래. 전주의 쌤, 냠체, 택멜람스 동안 유효수. 네, 숭구이하래. 또 멜멜람스 동안 유효수. 다, 이리 와. 어떻게 숭구도 와. 딩도, 아니, 딩. 전주의 쌤, 예산을 다도 아니, 그냥 진지글로, 온도 규례 육구도 와. 이리 와. 어떻게.
So one enters the minor path upon the generation of the mind of enlightenment, and one achieves the small minor path of accumulation. Yeah? But we have gone through this in class, isn't it, right? That there are bodhisattvas on the small path of accumulation who do fall into the Hinayana. Yeah? That means, of course, that happens when they lose they are bodhicitta, when the bodhicitta degenerates. Yeah. So, well, there are such bodhisattvas yeah, who fall into the Hinayana. So, but these bodhisattvas before their bodhicitta degenerated, they had bodhicitta, isn't it? But still, self-cherishing manifested. Because of the arising of self-cherishing, then, therefore, they fell into the Hinayana, isn't it? Right, there's bodhicitta, they have realization of bodhicitta, but then the self-cherishing happened,
manifests. 다
나빠 예바
나빠 가르스 나빠 예바 집바 땅로시스 나빠 예바 때로시 납시다 아 준준도 찍도 왔다 다 나빠 예바 때 집바 땅도 왔다 다 나빠 예바 때 나빠 예바 또 걸어 또 이제 집바 땅도 갈 때도 다 나빠 예바 때 아마도 야마라 다 나빠 예바 때도 갈라 다 막고 마시었으니 다 말려 봐라 다 딘데시킨 게 아니 지금 다 선생이 퇴 오늘 두툼아 미독수 다 지금 딘데가 아니지
There is a historical account of related to Shariputra. It was said that Shariputra did generate a bodhicitta, and one day he met with somebody who asked him for his right arm. So, Shariputra then I mean, if you are asked, if somebody asks you for your right arm and you intend to give it away, you have got your left arm to chop, right? You have to use your left arm to chop your right arm, isn't it? And then after he chops off his right arm, I mean, what have you got? You have got your left arm, right? And you have to pick up that right arm to give it to the recipient, yeah? So then this person who asked him for the arm said, how can you give me your right arm with your left hand? You know, it's so disrespectful. I mean, it's a cultural thing, yeah? So then Shariputra thought, oh my goodness, it's hopeless. I sent him things. Forget it. Forget it. So he gave up, you know. So then he fell into the Hinayana.
What did it? Today, that you know, did what that to die. When is you put it down? Kale capture. And it's you do me under you on the lurchers. Today, she did that. Lap the shoe. And it's you. Follow Chungo top charge you. Say a particular care to Nanda. That don't yam do as you smoke. What did it?
So? Somebody, you know, to generate, you know, either you can train your mind to generate bodhicitta either through the Sevenfold Course and Effect Instruction and or the exchanging self and others. And then, you know, at the end of the training, you know, when you do generate uncontrived bodhicitta, it is the fully qualified bodhicitta. It is the actual bodhicitta, you know. But then, and simultaneously with that, you enter the minor path and you achieve the small minor path of accumulation, yeah. But then, still, it is possible for one's bodhicitta at that level to degenerate, isn't it?
Oh, did you say that? That's a great question. That's a great question. I don't know. 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 I don't know.
So from this, you can see it is very clear that even after having actualized bodhicitta, while on the small minor path of accumulation, one hasn't gotten rid of self-cherishing. One has not gotten rid of self-cherishing to the point that it will never arise again, isn't it? To the point that it will never arise again. Now we don't exist. In the great treatises, it is said that when one achieves the middle minor path of accumulation, then bodhicitta becomes very stable, and his mind generation is called mind generation like gold. In that goal always remains constant. It doesn't change into something else. It's very stable in that sense, right? So his mind generation at that point in time is very stable. Also, it is said that regardless of the conditions that the bodhisattva will meet with, or may meet with, his mind generation will never degenerate. While it is not clear in the treatises, but I think that by by this point in time, by the middle minor path of accumulation, one would have realized emptiness. One would have realized emptiness, I think. And that probably, that may or could be the reason why that Bodhisattva's mind generation will never degenerate henceforth. Yeah. So there must be a reason, right? So I think the reason must be that Bodhisattva's realization of emptiness. By then, you have to realize emptiness. You can say.
What did you say? I chose to do something called Benata, Namjusin, and Tire. Bena. Pisibis, Cholam, Chimbo, Tobinola, Donila, maybe Shinete, Chaps, Rasika, Jolam, Toyam, Dugala, Donila, maybe Hotom to be Chaps. Tisu, Tides, Bata, and Dugala, and Isika, Donila, maybe Shina, Matabe Mola, and Tony Tokai Shida. Just Dingy Negosu, Tony Tokoris, Love Chugumito, somewhere.
Well, it is clear, well, that you have to say that on the great path of accumulation, one realizes the calm abiding focusing on emptiness, of calm abiding observing emptiness. Because in order to enter the minor path of preparation, you need the special insight observing emptiness. Right. So prior to entering the path of preparation, prior to achieving the special insight observing emptiness, you first must have come abiding observing emptiness. Yeah. And that is on the great minor path of accumulation. So as such, you know, then we probably would have to say that one definitely must have realized emptiness by the middle minor path of accumulation, right? Because before you can actualize come abiding, focusing on emptiness or observing emptiness, which happens at least latest by the great minor path of accumulation, right? So before you can have come abiding, observing emptiness, you first must have realized emptiness first. So, yeah.
So as to
whether one would have necessarily realized emptiness by the middle path of accumulation or not, no? In my personal opinion, when I think about it, I think I would say yes. But I'm not saying this is definitive, that this is definitely so, yeah, because it is not clearly mentioned in the treatises. So this could be a subject of discussion.
Mm-hmm. 공부도라 안 돈이 또 고 말했습니다. 다 저는 중얼라 돈이 또 보는 마도 니가야 봐. 세브레 니 강해야 봐.
So whether the Bodhisattva will definitely have realized emptiness by the middle path of accumulation or not is something that is to be analyzed. Yeah. But it is very clear that on the small path of accumulation, there are instances of both. In that you have bodhisattvas who have not realized emptiness, and you have bodhisattvas who already have realized emptiness. Bodhisattvas on a small path of accumulation, because there are the sharp faculty ones, yeah, sharp faculty trainees enter the minor path with the realization of emptiness, right? Whereas the Tao faculty trainees do not enter the minor path with the realization of emptiness, right? So as such, on the small path of accumulation, there are bodhisattvas who have realized emptiness and there are those who have not realized emptiness. So that is clear. That is quite clear.
Yeah.
Huh?
А тут сейчас там, да, погиб. 다 랑진진세 답변 처음 뒤톱도 옆에서 다지 라미 제 주신 제시나 로스다 납치고도 성교를 뒤시 어때 처음 뒤톱도 달라 다 랑저버스 진진디 라미 제 주신 제버에서 뒤면도 성교를 뒤다 다 섭조래
so as such I would think that from the middle path of accumulation self-cherishing will never arise henceforth. Personal opinion.
Oh, that Kandis meba sugure said that you are Kandis meba sursa na ta ganashi this shiyu meba ta. Tere takto zime tanze Kandis meba sona ta zime tenze di ani ti shiyu meba chesi. Ta ta tere wa. Tanze rito wa. Ta shiyu zime zinze de tere doko zinzu karare zinzu tere dokbo zi gomche ta. 다 신진진로디 난 진진로이 진주텔에 도서 신진진로지 거치 딱고 내가 소했어요도
so how do you overcome self cherishing likewise how do you overcome the self grasping I mean the procedure the general procedure is same self cherishing and self grasping has its own mode of apprehension His own manner of apprehending its object, right? His own view of the world, isn't it? So, in order to overcome self-grasping, apprehension of true existence, which is the mode of apprehension, isn't it? Then, in order to overcome self-grasping, you have to generate another mind whose mode of apprehension is the direct opposite to that of self-grasping. So that's how this general procedure for overcoming self-grasping. So likewise, for self-cherishing has a particular mode of apprehension. So to overcome self-cherishing, you have to generate a mind whose mode of apprehension is the complete opposite to the mode of apprehension of self-cherishing, right? It's clear.
어떻습니까? 신체부심을 로안에 제이다 아니 염소낙자 아니 권에 권도 폐시다 되랬다 도시원당 신뢰다 아니 전주 스님께 아니 제티네 맞춰서 등 토비 놓으라가 양자가 지금 진진디 라미케의 추진 체벌했어 어떤 납치고 믿었은 거야
so to counteract self-cherishing we have to generate the mind that cherishes others isn't it that the mode of apprehension is cherishing others isn't it so through training gradually then one comes to develop bodhicitta and then we have bodhicitta then you have the mind that can counteract self-cherishing right then you enter the simultaneous with degeneration of bodhicitta you enter the minor path and you achieve the small path of accumulation and then when you do get yourself to the middle path of accumulation then I think I guess you can say that henceforth from then self-cherishing will not arise again.
어, 그래. 아니 주진이한테 내가 신고도 지도도 마시고 여버렸어. 그래서 나는 갑들 세디 저 기부 신고 남들이 뭐 염소나지. 갑들다 노종 세디 가도 있는 거겠다. 저조다 노종 세디다 전주승 귤라제기 다 냠내지 숨겨 기부 신고 남기 냠내지 숨겨. 나 노종 냠내 세디다 망한테라 이거야. 노종수도 남사 기부심을 남 염소나야지. 지금 노종가 다음에 되므로 가서 시원하시네. 노자야라 기부심을 남지 노자인 것 기부 등기 남자친데 노자인 것 기부심 것 남 남지는 뭐 염소나지. 노자인 거래 노장다 중지 시습니다. 노장다 몇 도인 것도 이나 값을 보고 시야지 저 기부심을 남지는 노장 와서 저 장주 지선도 노자인 바래. 이 남자 송구열 값을 보고 말씀해.
The text that we're looking at here is a text on mind training, Mahayana mind training. The subject matter is the practices of the path of a person of great capacity, isn't it? So it's an instruction for generating the mind of enlightenment, bodhicitta, right? So when we talk about lojong mind training, yeah. It specifically means this Mahayana mind training practices to develop bodhicitta and then to increase after you've developed bodhicitta to increase that bodhicitta that has been generated. Yeah. So generally, I mean, the word lojong specifically means that. Yeah. Yeah. But lojong in English is mind training. So yeah. But the word mind training, in a general sense, literally means mind training. And it means developing the mind, and there is developing the mind, training the mind in the paths of a person of small capacity, in the paths of a person of medium capacity as well. Then of course you have mind training of the person of great capacity. So in general, lojong means training the mind, right? But the word is actually the intended use, mainly refers to mind and mind training. Yeah. When we talk about lojong, mind thought transformation or mind training. Yeah.
But before we
can even engage in training our minds in the path of a person of great capacity, we first must have trained our minds in the path that is shared with the train our minds in the path that is shared with the person of small and medium capacity. So this is explained very clearly in the stages of the path literature.
Oh, that today in Zhang, ani chi ta ji bu chung ge lang lo chang, ji bu ding ge lang lo chang. Ta ti cha ni ta ji bu chung ge lang ji ling lo chang la. Ta ye ge zo ka ni se na rang zhen zhen cha ge ya le. Ta rang zhen zhen la ta ji bu ta ni me du de ne. Ta ta ji bu ni me ma de rang zhen zhen pian ye ba zao ni su ge ya ma le. Ro che zang ta ba su bo ka ri xin ni me ka xin suo zhen. Ka su bo suo ni ji bu chung ge lang ji lo chang. Su le su ge se na. 기부층 충호단 진길라면 로장장 강사지 다 기부층도 주도 가나 다 이게 저거 팀자 팀이 다시 송거는 와.
So before one can train, before one can even start to train the mind in the minor practices, one must have trained the mind in the paths that is shared with the person of small capacity first. Then, after you achieve that, then you train your mind in the path that is shared with the person of medium capacity. Only then, after, one is really qualified to train in the practices of a person of small or great capacity. And in order to become, what is the main obstacle for someone attempting to be a person of great capacity? The biggest obstacle is self-cherishing. That's why, to such a person, and a detailed explanation on the faults of self-cherishing is given here. And there is no mention of any good of self-cherishing for such a person. To such a person, you know, there's no talk about self-cherishing could be it's just bad, you know, there's nothing good about it, you know? So the focus is on that, yeah. So like what you find in this text, yeah, so from beginning to end it just talks about how terrible, how bad self-cherishing is, yeah. So this instruction is for the person who is about to train his mind or her mind in the Mahayana. And this person is someone who has already finished training the mind in the path that is shared with the person of small and medium capacity. You know, you got that right?
Oh, 독신이 아도 무슨 성단을 받는 기부충을 남기 수도 가나? 랑진진도 쭉게 수도 가. 기부충을 남기 남기 수도 가. 랑진진 독신이 수도 가. 랑조 망체다 아니 대신 남자 고연 동안 송제된 내게 봐도 랑전생이 교연을 쓰면 송도 왔고 내가 신고 여름들
So if you look at the path that is shared with the person of small capacity, there is no discussion whatsoever of how bad self-cherishing is. There's no discussion whatsoever. They don't go around telling you from the beginning, oh, self-cherishing is bad, is this, is that. There's no discussion. There is discussion, but what discussion is there? There's discussion on death and impermanence. Discussion on karma and its effects. Well, the whole emphasis at that point in time is to reverse our preoccupation, our attachment to the happiness of this life. The whole emphasis then is to overcome attachment to this life's happiness. Yeah. So then after we've gotten rid of attachment to this life's happiness, then one then starts to train the mind in the path that is shared with the person of medium capacity. And also, if you look at the instructions for that period of training, again, there's no discussion of faults of self-cherishing, right? There's no discussion. There's a lot of explanation about the sufferings of cyclic existence and how we circle around in samsara. And then there's the explanation of the presentation of the Four Noble Truths. Yeah. All of this with the aim of producing the thought for liberation. In the path they shared a person of small capacity, the emphasis was to reverse and to overcome attachment to this life's happiness. But then in the path that they shared with the person of medium capacity, all the practices, their meditations are there to overcome even attachment to future life happiness. Basically, there's a whole explanation of how one really has got to achieve liberation from samsara, cyclic existence, isn't it?
독시도지니 다 단단 뭐라 저와들한 거 통과해 믿어봐. 아, 그럼 진짜 가르야 모두 가르 독시를 쓰고도 다 터메 김도 또 자산 영혼 세반한 거 두해 김도 왔어.
So as such, so there shouldn't be any confusion as to whether self-cherishing is good or bad, or when is it good and when is it bad. So if you've got the whole picture, right, if you've got the whole path structure down, it's very clear.
You got the answer? Okay. All right. So. Yeah, in meditation, emptiness, you don't see the mic there. Huh?
Hello? Okay, I understand clearly the explanation. What I still don't understand is if you could explain or give an example of what is virtuous self-cherishing and non-virtuous self-cherishing. I don't understand the difference between the two.
Virtuous.
Yeah, somebody come give example. Yeah, Sukim, give example. Give two examples, huh? What you ask.
Okay. Virtuous self-cherishing would be like I want to attain Nirvana, to get out of samsara, achieve happiness, lasting happiness for myself.
Alone.
First, yes, alone.
For yourself, alone.
So that's considered, I think, virtuous self-cherishing. Non-virtuous self-cherishing. I think all the ones that we have, this life, or this life happiness. Yeah.
Wait there, wait there. Chima, Chima, Mundo Tunig, Lodi, give it Lodi.
The mind seeking future happiness of future life is a virtuous mind or not?
Chima, Mundo. Lami, Mundo Lami, Koman, Toto Lodios.
So the mind seeking to for a human or God rebirth, that mind is virtuous or not? Virtuous or not? Is it virtuous or not? Number one. Number two, is it self-cherishing?
It is self-cherishing, yes.
Is it virtuous?
It has to do with...
No. Is it virtuous or not virtuous? The question is very clear. You don't know.
Okay, like, to call it virtuous, if...
No. It's virtuous, non-virtuous. Don't explain now. Yeah. Then I ask you.
It's like, are you male or female? No need to explain.
joking.
Okay, I call it virtuous.
Huh? Virtuous.
Huh? Virtuous, ah?
Virtuous.
균세식으로. 균세식으로.
It is virtuous because?
Because before you can attain enlightenment or nirvana, you need to fulfill the short-term aims, which is higher rebirths. You know? So you have to have achieved good conditions in order to practice the path. Therefore, you aim for higher
rebirths.
So there is a...
Be careful, huh? I'm coming shorter.
Okay, yeah? So there is a wish to live for a long time, isn't it? Right. There's a wish to live for a long time now, right?
Yeah.
Right. There's a thing on my decision. There's a wish to live long life. This is my comment. There's a wish to live very long life, right? In this life, yeah? So number one, is it virtuous? Is it self-cherishing? It is, yeah?
Yes.
Is it virtuous?
Depends on what you want to use for.
Depends on what you want to use for.
지금 지망도 되니 그래서는 depends 뭐지로 잡겠다.
So therefore, by extension of what you just said, it follows that the mind wishing for future life happiness as a god or human being is not necessarily virtuous, right?
Depends. Yeah.
Depends also, right? By virtue of what you just said.
Yeah, I wanted to say that, but you stopped me.
Ayo.
Point
is, there's no provision, right?
I have to say so, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not certain that the mind wishing, mind looking for good rebirth is necessarily virtuous, yeah?
Yes.
It's not necessary virtuous, right?
It's not necessary virtuous. If you just want it for its own end, to have a God's rebirth, that's all finished. You don't want to use the higher rebirth for a higher purpose like nirvana.
So you're saying just wishing to get a good rebirth for sake of a good rebirth is definitely not virtuous, is it? You're saying that? You're saying that, right? Oh, then, you're saying that, is it? No, you are saying that.
Yes. Okay, yes.
Did love not, then I'm not. 진바 친구 진바 땅나라 가지는 또다 치마
죄송
파기 삼이 고방 톱듯이 타이 고방 톱듯이 해서 주님 순간 연구로와 진바 땅가 연구로와 저 개화를 말해
You know, we do practice generosity or an ethical discipline, looking for something in the future life we want, isn't it? Or maybe I want a good rebirth, a good body, and then I want possessions, wealth in my in future lives, isn't it? Then that's why we practice ethical discipline, we practice generosity, isn't it? So there's karma accumulated, right? This karma is virtuous or not? Virtuous or not? So the karma that is created, which will ripen in the form of good rebirth and enjoyments, is this karma necessarily virtuous or not necessarily virtuous?
Okay, I think it's virtuous. So necessarily virtuous,
yeah?
It doesn't produce suffering, so it has to be virtuous. I see your point.
다 재산 다 드려도 원도 드니 심한 원도 드니 누가 개화에 미쳤고
So if that's the case, then the mind that looks for good rebirth in the future life, the mind that is looking for future life happiness is necessarily virtuous, isn't it?
Okay, yes.
봐봐. 그래서 depends입니다.
So there's no depends, yeah?
Okay, yes. Correct.
나도 you don't just go or correct like that.
You just now you say not correct. Now you say correct.
I mean, if you have to argue that okay,
it's called flip flop.
If whatever you produce future lives, a higher rebirth doesn't produce suffering on its own. So can you consider the karma is not. Non-virtuous lah, so yeah, so higher rebirth, okay, yeah, alright, it's virtuous, aiming for higher rebirth.
It's not suffering. This aggregates is not suffering.
So achieve nirvana. Yeah, huh? No suffering, achieve nirvana.
Right. At least there's no obvious suffering.
It's not obvious to you.
Well, the gods.
God's. Safer to say God's, yeah.
So Sukim don't have obvious suffering.
It's all hidden.
Can I ask one question?
So, the mind looking for future life happiness is nothing except virtue, yeah. It's virtuous, right?
Okay, yes.
어떻게 듣다길 하다 듣다 아니 전체적으로 무대에 있다 아니까
전체적으로
양진지로 와 개화된 거
So the wish to live very long in this life, for the rest of this life to live a very long, is self-cherishing, yeah. So it's virtuous, no? It's virtuous now.
Don't say depend again, no?
This life not happy, future life, how to happy?
Virtuous.
You're looking for happiness, right? Every day you look for happiness. Wait, ah.
Well, I suppose it's virtuous.
You have to think and say, don't say virtuous. Without thinking, don't say. That's it. That's it. It's 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 it.
So, sponsoring puja for happiness of this life is virtuous, yeah? Reciting mantra for this life happiness is virtue, right? Have to be virtuous, right? If the result is virtue, then? It happiness for you. It's virtue, no?
Say something. Follow your heart.
Oh, any contentment?
Ask those people who do puja, right?
Okay, no choice, I would say virtuous, yes.
No choice, ah? You have a choice. Your vote is secret. No. You have a choice.
Were
you practicing generosity, looking for wealth and prosperity in this life is virtuous, yeah?
Somebody.
Well, ripening in future life is virtuous. Ripening in this life, not virtuous. Ah? You all say no, no, no. Huh?
Sounds like worldly concerns.
Huh?
Sounds like worldly, the eight worldly dharmas.
Yeah. So,
I mean, praying for things in this life, you know. It's non-dharma. It's, you know, ripens in this life. And
so, but you say it's virtuous, or just not?
You have answer or no?
Sorry?
You have answer there? You think yes or no?
Yes, yes.
Huh?
Yeah, I think I have the answer.
Yes. So you are doing pujas just for this life happiness, reciting mantras for this life happiness. Is it virtue or not?
Well, it seems like it's not, but yeah. It's eight worldly dharma.
So, no lah.
Yes.
I don't know.
Can I check one thing, Kenrinpoche? You know the Arahat who enters the Mahanaya Pass? Where does he enter sit? When he... an Arahat who enters the Mahanaya Pass. At which point does he enter the path?
From the door.
Right at the beginning, half of small accumulations.
there's no entry and no entry. What made you ask this question? What are you looking for? Something?
The
answer is straightforward. It's very easy. But the more important thing is why do you have this question? What made you ask the question? Obviously, you must have a doubt, right?
Yes.
So what's the?
He has the direct realization of emptiness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And he already, like in this case, he has generated bodhicitta. That's why he enters the Mahayana path.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. But I don't know. He can't be entering at the point of path of seeing, right? He has direct realization.
Okay, so yeah. Minus one, then you got four more to choose.
So I don't know how strong his bodhicitta is, whether it can still be degenerated. So if that's the case, then maybe he's at the path of small accumulation.
I mean, an arahant doesn't have bodhicitta, right?
No, if he has first generated bodhicitta, at which point does he enter the Mahayana
path?
So the moment the Arhat generates bodhicitta, he becomes a bodhisattva and he enters the path of accumulation, right?
Small path of accumulation.
Yeah.
주사처럼 죽어라. 때마다요.
Yeah, there's no other points of entry.
Okay.
There's only one counter.
Does he accelerate very fast to the path of seeing compared to the rest? Because he already has got direct realization of emptiness. And moreover, he has gotten rid of all his afflictive obscurations.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. So you're saying, so he accumulates only the collection of merit and not the collection of wisdom?
Is that the case?
Okay. I think I need to read my text also. Okay. Good to ask question. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's good to have such questions, yeah? Because and when questions are raised and when there's this discussion going on, it's very important to pay attention, you know? Because we really can understand a lot of stuff just through participating in the questions and answer, right? So it's useful, yeah. Because otherwise, I mean, the text that we are going through, I mean, it is not intellectually difficult at all, isn't it? I mean, it is meant for practical application right away. Right? So in a sense, there's nothing really much to say about it, yeah.
Okay, and choosing, eh? And the lotion in them, eh? How about the soon to go on? And she got one is you. Puggy. Chigaku, yumber, one is you, puggy. Copy, similar, whatever you went. What do you call it? Similar poet, similar, whatever you went. What did they come up? Ah, one is you, puggy. Chewing, yanchi, and is you, puggy. Neto, one is you, the pet of which you parties. 다 디시도 또 랑진진 또 내베 따시레스 아니 최대냐 아니 지 신의지도 주고 죽다 해야 되고시 근데 제가 그 최대 신내도 쓴 거 여만 제가 그 갑자기 뭐네 지 년치다 보기 다 탐제래 다 랑무 수수 나야시 뭐네 지다 갑고도 쓴다 맞대봐요 나 디시도 다 랑진진 하는 거 여만스 다 뒤에 다 지납 중에 디시 중에 어디 쓴 거 여만
So when we learn about these Mahayana mind training, when we listen to teachings of Mahayana mind training, when we listen to them, when we read about them, and there are times that we may feel uncomfortable. We may feel uncomfortable, right? There are times when we may even feel hurt, feel uncomfortable. That is actually a good sign. Because it is a sign that our own self-cherishing, something has touched it. Finally, something has poked it. Yeah, something has hurt it. So actually, it's a good sign. Because all these teachings in general, especially Mahayana teachings, yeah, this Dojong, if you feel hurt, you feel uncomfortable because if you know how to listen, then you will feel uncomfortable, you will feel hurt. Because we are supposed to be reflecting on our own state of mind. It's not meant to be a description of what other people are doing or not doing, isn't it? Because if we are listening to teachings by thinking that it's pointing to somebody else, then it doesn't touch the heart. Yeah. But if we listen properly, we learn these things properly, then it should be about, basically looking out for our own mistakes, our own faults. Yeah. And then if we feel uncomfortable at times, then there's actually a good sign.
So,
it is said that one can receive blessings through when listening to the teachings. Yeah. So when we feel uncomfortable when we hear some of these teachings about the faults of our own self-cherishing, when we feel uncomfortable, when we feel that we've been exposed, so to speak, then that's a sign that It's a sign that that the blessings has entered. Yeah, the blessings of the Dharma has entered our heart. Yeah.
Oh, did it? 아니 지금 나 솔직히 라운 신지 맨날 가가래. 라운 신지 맨날. 나 이렇게 말해. 나 라운 신지 맨날. 나 라바 탐지. 나 소소 남기려래. 나 남기 두시니 시험 받지 아니 지금. 정원에 지금 눈주를 시작했으니 따라한 선생님 교육 통과해 계시버려 따라한 선생님 아니 지금 주연이 설마 조악하면 할까 양난이 라한 선생님이 따라해 어? 양난이 따라해 네 맛이를 따라해 어떻게 되시다 따라한 선생님은 나에게 말하다
If we don't have self-cherishing then it is a completely different thing so whether you feel anything or not is fine because if we don't have self-cherishing then there's nothing to say isn't it right Right, but these teachings are you know tell all just talking one after another you know, the problems of our own self-cherishing, the faults of our own self-cherishing, and so forth. Yeah, so we only feel hurt because we have self-cherishing. If there's no self-cherishing, then we will not feel offended or hurt or uncomfortable. Right. So when we hear about these things, you know, when we study mind training, when we listen to mind training teachings, you know, when we don't feel anything, when we don't feel anything, there's only two possibilities. Yeah, there's only two possibilities. Either we don't have self-cherishing, or we really have no idea how to approach the Dharma. We really have no idea how to listen to the teachings and use the teachings. So there's only two possibilities. Yeah.
Which one? No question. No. I'll just repeat. Next one. You ask next time. What do you need? Just that. That. What is the Toja Chunga? Toja Chunga. Don't give Pekamchi. Lunja Chunga. Dog dogs. Gula dogs. Sponge the toilet. Then I swing Marias.
Although, verse 63, although my learning is a little, this is my penchant for empty verbiage. In Tibetan, although my learning is scant, I, you know, make a lot of empty talk, you know, boasting, you know. So I don't know how to put it in English. When one boasts and makes a lot of empty talk. Yeah. Although the extent of my religious instructions is slight, I pretend to understand everything, and then roar and thunder on the head of the destroyed evil thought. This evil thought, self-cherishing, mortally strike at the heart of the butcher, the enemy.
Long, 안쪽에 벤 치와지 티셔 아니 지금 쇼비 치와지 티 누가나 안 박이다 오늘 지금 박이 나발 탑에 렌자 맞다 맞혀서 티 렌자 누가나 아니 지금 전조 시다 고야요 맞다 전조 시엔 고야요 맞다 쇼덤 저랑 시기 똑바래 샘 샘디 샘나 딱자시나 디그레스 렌도 되죠 시 박은 걸자 지금 소소 신기면서 내지 말라는 시기 동도 지금 내지 샤시 용대시
So although our learning, our understanding of the Dharma is little, you know, we have not done much learning and reflection, then, you know, but you know, one may pretend to be very knowledgeable, one pretends to be a meditator, a great or practitioner, you know, and so it is talking about such people here. Yeah? And then when you know, so although one has very little learning, but then one, you know, thinks and then you know, basically, you know, acts as if one is a great practitioner or has a lot of knowledge, you know. And then when suddenly when somebody asks a Dharma question, you know, because one's understanding is very limited, is it? Or one's experience or knowledge is very limited, is it? So, you know, it's nothing much to say, isn't it? But then, have to say something, right? So they say, oh, there's no need to know so much. There's no need to study so much. Oh, there's no need. No need, no need. Just examine your mind. And everything is in the nature of emptiness. And then, you know, just leave it as that. You know? Yeah. So.
Oh, that today, you do. That's also correct.
Yeah, so these things again, of course, happen due to our own self-cherishing. So when our learning, when we have extensive learning and extensive knowledge, right, understanding, then it doesn't matter what questions the people may pose to us, you know, we will be able to answer them or at least, you know, eliminate the qualms of others, you know, by employing reason and scriptural sources, right? Through employing scripture authority, quoting citations, and reasoning, then, you know, one can, you know, give a reasonable answer, and one can at least, you know, help the person gain an understanding or to eliminate qualms, you know. But if one's understanding is limited, you know, then, you know, but yet, you know, one wants to talk Dharma to others, you know? So when people ask questions, you know, so I mean, there's only because our understanding is limited, then what we can say is also very limited, right? But because of the self-cherishing, you know, then, you know, one doesn't stop there, see? One, you know, then, you know, fabricates answers, makes stories, you know, and tell all sorts of lies and half-truths and what have you, you know, to come up with some answer, yeah? And yeah, so this is the result of self-cherishing. What we know is just a few words from the sutras, you know. And actually, you know, we don't have any real great understanding, you know? But we may know a couple of sentences from this text or that text or this sutra, you know? Then we tell people, you know, that, you know, that as if, you know, the few sentences that we know, like that represents the entire Dharma, that's the emphasis, you know. And then we just keep telling people about those few sentences, talking about the same thing over and over again, you know. But then at the same time, you know, conveying, you know, putting on the appearance that is the most important thing, that's the real thing, and then also conveying, you know, like, you know, the you know, this telling people that, oh, you know, I really know about, you know. So again, this is, you know, while not really knowing anything, you know, but, you know, pretending to know. So again, this is a fault of our self-cherishing.
독신 절한다 지금다 원해지금다 신기주 같은 소주 시험을 시험하면서 만 내려 시로 신기면 신기면 쓰는 보시지로 때는 지금다 그래도 말해 지금다 지금 밀라다 존시가 영어로 왔다 소주 시험을 시험하면서 쓰는 게 아시다 신기면 신기면 신기면서 또 샤샤시로
Right. So we're all like that, isn't it? So when we are asked a question, you know, just be honest. If you know, you just say what you know, right? You know? Of course, you know, yes, whatever you know, you can say. But if we don't know the answer, we really don't know, haven't thought about it well, haven't studied well, then just say, oh, sorry, I really don't know, yeah? And then just leave it as that, right? Wow, so if you are a graduate of the basic program or you are going to graduate from the basic program, you know, and then if somebody asks you a question, you know, so if you don't know, then just say don't know. Don't pretend to know, yeah.
Yes. 어떻습니다. 고요마나 고전 수용에 뻔뻔마나 장전 건너 참다. 다들 또 아니 공세 떠올랐거나 무슨 때 가려라고 고무서 다들 록션 다 주시지 않고 가지.
쿠킨스 역으로 코리아 망라 쿠킨스나
역보기다 내가 지금 명했어 버렸다.
코리아
랑 진짜 간디 뛰기는 역보 잡고도.
I don't know what it says. Anyway, what it says is, in English is, all of my companions and underlings. Underlings are slave, right? 走狗. Although my companions and underlings are numerous, not one is dependable. I'm not sure. Although I have many masters, not one is a reliable protector. Then roar and thunder on the head of the destroyer, evil thought mortally strike at the heart of the butcher, the enemy. Next verse. Although I have high status, my qualities are less than an evil than a spirit. although I'm a great lama or religious teacher, my attachment and anger are grosser or coarser than a demon's, yeah. And roar and thunder on the head of the destroyer, evil thought will destroy the heart of the butcher, the enemy. People who have high positions, I have high status, high position. If they have a lot of qualities that can enable them to help others. So people who are in high status, who have really qualities that can help others, and if they have the thought of benefiting others, then they could really be beneficial, helpful to others.
어떻습니까? 아니 고사 다 고사 토시오시 아니 고사 친구 연하냐? 다 연대 매바이나 아니 대성기 편도 체비하시까 다 연대 세라 다면 고거를 다 지연대 남기 연대.
So if one has a high position, has really the qualities that can, you know, that can make, you know, one be beneficial to others, and if really one has the intention to benefit others, then it is very useful. Yeah. But otherwise, just having a high, just having power or authority, just being in a high position alone, doesn't bring much. Doesn't necessarily bring benefit to others. Yeah. So there are different qualities. Yeah, there are external qualities and internal qualities. So internal qualities are basically mental qualities. Yeah. Yeah, mental qualities, those positive aspects of mind. So it doesn't help just because one has a high title, or one is a lama, one is a geshe, or one is a dharma teacher. It doesn't help just being having such titles. One must have the qualities. One must have the qualities, and one must also have the necessary or the appropriate conduct and behavior. Otherwise, you know, just because you have a name or title, but if one's conduct is motivated excessively by anger or attachment, so if one has not worked with one's anger or attachment, to the point where one's mind is pretty stable, just having a title alone, doesn't help. In fact, what it says, the teaching says that there are people like that, isn't it, who have such titles but have no qualities, and whose behavior and actions are worse than maras, worse do spirits, ghosts. Not just anger and attachment, but also a lot of people in with such titles or in high positions also have such people who have also a lot of jealousy, and then competitiveness in a negative way. So all of these again are said to be the manifestations, the results of self-cherishing. Although my view is lofty, my behavior is worse than a dog. Although my qualities are many, their foundation is carried off by the wind. So roar and thunder on the head of the destroyer, this evil thought mortally strike at the heart of the Buddha, the enemy. Say a lofty view. One may have some understanding of the view of reality, emptiness, but although one's understanding is only little, but one acts as if one has a in a very correct and very profound and high understanding of emptiness. But yet at the same time, you know, our behavior may be actual behavior or conduct may actually be worse than a dog. In reality, the person who has really a correct understanding of emptiness, who has a profound understanding of emptiness, is somebody who will then guard his or her vows in Samaya carefully. And it is somebody who will never deprecate karma and its effects, will never despise, will never disbelieve or look down on karma and its effects. So in reality, yeah. But there are people whose view may be very lofty. They talk about emptiness. You know, they think about emptiness. You know, and then yet at the same time, do not pay attention to guarding their vows and samaya, and in fact may even despise or deprecate karma, look down on karma and its effects. Yeah. So these again are the results of self-cherishing. So there are whether your view of emptiness is lofty or not, the point is one has to abide by the ethical discipline that one has adopted. Yeah. So for instance, there may be ordained people who do talk about emptiness but are not careful about their ethical conduct. Yeah. Because as an ordained person, you have to be celibate. An ordained person is celibate and does not partake of alcohol, for example, right?
So in the case of my village hometown, my means can be here. First person speech. I've seen with my own eyes, ordained people, ordained monks, but they drink so much, and then they get drunk and then they vomit. I've seen myself. So I've seen them, even doing pujas, drinking, after that, halfway they go and vomit. So I've seen my own eyes, yeah. So that is what you call a conduct that is a behavior that is worse than a dog, right?
어디라 숨을 쪼쪼다 주님 세디 아니지 윤대 담지 심한 맛이 숨겨서 제정다 주님 세디 계시고 센다 쪼 어디라 제 대화를 주님 숨겨야 돼 쉬워 계시고 세시 어디라
So the ethical discipline, the practice of ethical discipline is the foundation, yeah. I say it's the foundation of all the qualities, yeah. So as such, it's important to practice ethical discipline, yeah.
어떻게 다때 숨겨야래?
아,
다또 납치고요, 다 가서 다야 가시야 기대고도 하지. 아니지, 땅 아기 또 버터비에 또 도시냐, 야, 부메네, 어디 저에 직 숨겨야래? 뛰라고 있는 거나, 다이쇼, 어디 김, 어, 다이쇼,
오케이, 아, 센스. So there is a verse by the fifth Dalai Lama, and he said that although Tantra is said to be very secret and profound, one must first have train the mind in the shared paths, in the common paths, before attempting the practice of Tantra. Otherwise, it would be like riding an untamed elephant, and in the end, you destroy yourself. So, yeah, something like that.
고승아, 돈다디 고구도가
Did you understand the meaning of that verse?
이제 가려라고 듣고 잡으러 가려고 되니 단단히 뭐 가려고.
So what is the verse trying to say? What is implied? What is the
하 보세요. 어떻게 어떻게 단단히 다 나 냠냠 지겨웠으니 아니 가지마주 지겨워 말했어. 어떻습니까? 가지 먼저 지겨워 말해. 주님 숨고 그래. 어? 주님 숨에 계신 분이 아니, 나 안양에 지겨웠으니, 가지 먼저 지겨워 말해. 어째 숨고 그래.
So, what it is saying is that one shouldn't act in any way one pleases just because you say you are practicing Tantra. Okay, that's what's trying to say. Practice the foundation, the ethical discipline is important. Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Huh?
Okay, finish off with the usual prayers.